That's Roy Orbison, born on this day in 1936. Appropriate for our second hour, the history of rock and roll, which we will get to later. But that did happen on this day in 1936. Roy Orbison was born. But let me begin with this piece about this day in history. On this day, April the 23rd, there was a man whose name was William Moore. Some people who are younger don't remember the name William Moore. William Moore was a postman in the city of Baltimore. He decided he was going to march to Mississippi, to march right to Governor Barnett's office, and demand the end to segregation. He wrote this impassioned letter to Ross Barnett, who was then governor of Mississippi. And in April 1963, he took on his third walk. There's a man who came here. Some people called him mentally ill. He was a civil rights worker. He was part of the Congress of Racial Equality. Many of us knew him from back in that period. And people told him not to go. He would be murdered. But he said you had to take an individual stand. He decided to march through the South to Mississippi to tell the governor of Mississippi to end segregation. He had these eloquent words he wrote to the governor of Mississippi. He told him that the end of Mississippi colonialism is fast approaching. This only question is whether you will help it to end in friendship like the British, because he told a history about how the British ended colonialism, or try to hold on to what is already lost, creating bitterness and hatred, as did the French. For our sake, as well as the Negroes, I hope you will decide to try the British way. The white man cannot be truly free himself until all men have their rights. Each is dependent upon the other. Do not go down in infamy as one who fought the democracy for all, which you have the power to prevent. Be gracious, he says, and wrote more. And William Moore made this walk, and on April the 23rd was shot twice in the head as he crossed the border into Alabama. The man who was arrested for that crime was never convicted of that crime, even though it was his gun. He was found with the gun. His name was Floyd Simpson, and was allowed to walk free. But many of us in the civil rights movement remember William Moore as a man who gave his life in the civil rights movement and died on this day in the border of Alabama. This also today, let me send our condolences out, Walter Amprey passed away. Walter Amprey, who was a guest on the show many, many times, was a former superintendent of city schools under Kurt Schmoke. Unlike many people who came up to run our city schools, he came up from the ranks. He was a teacher and a principal and became the superintendent of our schools and was a guest on the show many, 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 many times in the 90s. He was a gentleman and a scholar who never forgot who he was, where he came from, and reached back. Our condolences go out to everyone in Walter Amprey's family today. Walter Amprey was just a giant of a man, both physically, emotionally, and in terms of intellect. And we mourn his passing today and give our condolences to all those in his family. On this day in history in 1913, this is an interesting day in history. The National Urban League was founded on this day in 1913. We have talked about this woman before. Years before, in 1872, Charlotte E. Ray was born. She was the first African-American lawyer in the United States of America. She was born on this day in 1872. This is a day in 1968 that was a protest in America that became very famous, took place where students took over Columbia University to protest the Vietnam War. This happened on this day in 1968. On this day, on this day he was born in 1928, Shirley Temple, who left us in 2014. And on this day, one of the greatest playwrights of all time, William Shakespeare, born on this day in 1616, on the 400th anniversary of his birth. They are doing a tour of Hamlet to every country on the globe to play Hamlet. And starting today for the next 2 years. And one thing about William Shakespeare, we can say many things about him, negatively and positively, but his plays have been translated into every language because he do speak to the human condition, born this day. And finally, let's leave out here with, in 1993 on this day, we lost Cesar Chavez, who founded the United Farm Workers, and James Earl Ray, who assassinated Martin Luther King, though proclaimed his innocence to the end, died on this day in 1998. Many more things happened on this day of April the 23rd, but you can go to steinershow.org and check that out online. It's all right there for you. And we're going to take a very brief break, come right back, and we're here with two people who would be running our state, they say, and we're going to find out why and who they are. Stay with us.
Oh.